Good morning, brothers and sisters. No one hear me? One more time. Good morning, brothers and sisters. A lot better. Early this week, young people spent a couple of days in a retreat. And we start evening of Sunday and end noon Tuesday. If you count the hours, maybe close to 50 hours. And we learn one thing. A man shall not live on the internet alone. Men shall not live on cell phones alone. Men shall not live on television alone. And we experience that 50 hours without any of those things. And yet our heart was satisfied. Because we have the Word of God, the Word, every word from the mouth of God.
And
the Word is true.
神的话就是真理.
And we experience the reality of the Word. I wish that all of us would have that same 50 hours. Separated from this world. Separated from everything that's in the world. And have that devoted time before of our God. And you will realize that it is more satisfying.
It's
more enjoyable
是叫你更能够享受,
than in this world.
比这个胜过这个世界.
I'm looking forward for another retreat.
我是更想望有另外一个这样子的聚会.
I look forward more of those time that we devoted to our Lord.
我们更想望有一个这个机会，我们能够全心来仰望我们的主。
And have that fellowship among the saints.
能够与弟兄姐妹们有这样的交通。
Have that time that we seek the Lord together.
能够有一个时间，我们同心来追求主。
It was wonderful.
非常的好。
2010 is quickly coming to the end.
2010年很快的就要结束了.
And so the burden in my heart for this morning is waiting for and hastening His coming.
今天早上我的负担就是我们等候并催促主的再来.
We need to read quite a few scriptures.
我们要读许多处的圣经.
First one is 2 Peter.
第一处是在彼得后书.
Chapter 3.
第三章.
Verse 8. 2 Peter.
彼得后书,
chapter 3.
第三章,
verse 8.
第八节,
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 8. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed his coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat.
彼得后书第三章第八节，亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日，主所应许的尚未成就。有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人成人，乃愿人人都悔改。但主的日子要像贼来到一样，天必大有响声废去，有行职的都要烈火烧消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日，天被火烧就消化了，有行职的都要被烈火融化。
Verse 12, I like another translation. It said, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God.
我喜欢第十二节有另外一种的翻译，就是说等候并催促神的日子的来到。
You know that the hastening is completely missing in the Mandarin translation.
你可以看见这个催促这个字是在中文的翻译里面完全失去了。
So there's a two aspects. There's a waiting for and there is a chastening.
所以有两个方面，第一个是等候，另外一方面是催促。
Are we waiting for his second coming?
我们是否在等候他第二次的再来？
Are we hastening the coming of our Lord?
我们是否在催促神的再来？
We need to read more Matthew 24.
我们再读马太福音第二十四章。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音第二十四章。
We will read verse 3 and 4.
我们读第三节和第四节。
Matthew 24, chapter verse 3. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end?Of the age.
马太福音第二十四章第三节，耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗的来说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事，你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
Verse 4, Jesus answered, watch out, that no one deceive you.
第四节，耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
32.
第三十二节。
Now, learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth. This generationwill certainly not pass away until all these things have happened.
第三十二节，你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。这样，你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
Verse 37.
第三十七节。
As it was in the days of Noah,So he will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is howIt will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
三十七节，挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也要这样。
Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left.Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
第四十节，那时两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个；两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
The Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 7.
启示录第二章第七节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from their tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听，得胜的我并将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他们。
Chapter 7, 14.
第七章第十四节。
7:14.
第七章第十四节。
I answered, Sir, you know, and he said, These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
第十四节，我对他说，我主，你知道。他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白洁净。
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
Chapter 12, verse 11.
第十二章第十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 11.
第十二章第十一节。
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
14.
第十四章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Chapter 14, verse 4. These are those who did not defile themselves with women, for they kept themselves pure. They followed the Lamb.Wherever he goes, they were purchased from among men and offered as first fruits to God and the Lamb.
第十四章第四节，这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是同身。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，
做出
熟的果子归于神和羔羊。
No lie was found in their mouths.They were blameless.
在他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
They follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。
Back to 2 Peter.
再回到彼得后书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him.
第十四节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然见主。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we're so thankful for this opportunity to come into your presence.
天父，我们实在感谢你给我们这个机会，能够来到你的面前。
We will thank you for your mercy and grace for this year.
我们为着这一年，你向我们所施的恩典和怜悯，感谢你。
Then you have not forsaken us until this day.
因为直到今日，你都还没有弃绝我们。
Even that we have been weak and we have many failures in this year.
虽然在这一年中，我们多次的软弱，多次的跌倒。
And you still spread your table before us.
你还为我们展开你的宴席。
Invite us to your table to drink and to eat of you.
叫我们邀请我们来到你的桌前与你吃喝。
Every time as we gather before your table.
每一次我们聚集在你的桌子面前。
We ask you to create this yearning in our heart.
我们愿意你在我们心中创造这个渴慕。
Is to be able to see you face to face.
叫我们能够与你面对面相见。
Reveal your heart to us.
把你的心意向我们敞开。
How much you desire to come back.
你是何等的盼望再回来。
All creation groans in travail.
万物都在叹息。
For your coming.
就像为着你的再来。
We pray that this groaning is in the bride.
我们也愿意这样的叹息也在心腹的心中。
It's in our heart.
就在我们的心中。
So we will be diligent.
叫我们能够殷勤。
We will be ready.
叫我们能够预备。
We will be watchful.
叫我们能够警醒。
To prepare for your coming.
能够预备你的再来。
We want to commit this time into your hand.
我们愿意把这段时间交在你的手中。
We pray that Holy Spirit will quicken our heart.
我们愿意圣灵来苏醒我们的心。
So we can become those who have ear that can hear your words.
叫我们今天早上都有耳朵能够来听见你的声音。
We pray in your name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now we often sing the song Maranatha.
我们常常唱这首诗歌 Maranatha.
And Maranatha used in the Bible only once.
在 Maranatha 这一字在圣经里面只用过一次。
And it simply means, Come, O Lord.
它的意思就是主必要来。
And we do like this hymn.
我们喜欢这首诗歌。
But sometimes I do wonder.
但是我有时候我会想。
As we sing the song of Maranatha.
当我们在唱这个 Maranatha 这首歌的时候。
And how much yearning in our spirit for his coming.
在我们心中有多少的渴慕是为了他的再来
how many of us are actually yearning for his return?
有多少人我们是渴慕他的再来
Or are we afraid of his return?
还是我们是惧怕他的再来
I think sometimes we have this mixed feelings.
我想我们有时候就有这种掺杂的感觉
On one hand, we love to see our Lord face to face.
一方面我们何等盼望能够面对面看见我们的主。
But on the other hand, we know we are not ready to see him.
但是另外一方面我们也知道我们并没有预备好来见我们的主。
So our heart is divided.
所以我们的心是分开的。
But this morning, let's come back to the word.
今天早上让我们回到神的话语中。
Let's ask the Holy Spirit to create that yearning in our heart.
我们愿意圣灵在我们心中产生这个渴慕。
It is not right if a bride is not yearning for the bridegroom.
若是一个新妇不渴慕她的新郎的话是不对的。
It's not appropriate.
也是不合适的。
It's not correct.
也是不正确的。
If we do not have that yearning in our heart for the second coming of our Lord.
若是在我们的心中没有要那个渴慕主的再来的话
then something is not right
那么就有些事情是不对的
and we ask the Lord to search us out
我们愿意主来巡查我们的心
so that we will have that yearning
所以我们有这样子的渴慕
the Lord come two times
我们的主来到世上两次
the first time happened 2,000 years ago
第一次他的来到是在2000年之前。
Then we are waiting for his second coming. coming.
我们是在等候他第二次的再来。
When the Lord came the first time,
当我们的主第一次来的时候，
very few people were waiting for him.
很少的人在等候他。
Even Prophet Malachi had prophesied about his coming.
虽然我马拉基先知已经预言他的再来。
And after Malachi, God did not speak for 400 years.
但是在马拉基之后，神有四百年之久没有说话。
All those 400 years, there were no messages from prophets.
在四百年之久，先知没有传述任何的信息。
There's only one message.
那只有一个信息。
There were prophets, but there's only one message.
那里有许多的先知，但是只有一个信息。
The message is waiting for the coming of Messiah.
有只有一个信息，就是要等候弥赛亚的再来。
Can you imagine in 400 years there is one message?
你可以想象到四百年之久只有一个信息。
No other message.
没有其他的信息。
Every time the prophet says something about it's about coming of Messiah.
每一次当先知说什么话的时候，就是有关于弥赛亚的再来。
So after 400 years of that constant message,
在经过那四百年之久的那个信息，
you will think that every child of Israel is waiting and longing for the coming of Messiah.
你会想象在以色列所有的子民们都在等候弥赛亚的来到。
It is not true.
但是这却不是真实的。
After hearing the message after message.
当他们听过信息一篇又一篇信息之后，
very few were actually waiting for our Lord's first coming.
很少的人在等候我们主第一次的来到。
There are a few people.
那些是有一些少数的人。
There is one priest called Zechariah.
有一个先知叫撒加利亚。
He served faithfully in God's house.
他在神的家里面忠心的服侍。
They have all the services that we knew.
他们在那边有所有一切的我们所知道的服事。
But Zechariah, every time he served in God's house,
但撒加利亚他每一次在神面前服事的时候，
he had a deep longing in his heart.
在他的心中有一个很深的渴慕。
Because he knew that behind the veil there was no ark.
因为他知道在这个幔子之后，约柜并不在那里。
Everything else stayed the same.
每一件事情都是进行的，照常进行。
All the sacrifice stayed the same.
他们一切的祭物也都是一样。
Priests came in and went out.
祭司们进来又出去。
But there's one priest called Zechariah.
但是有一个祭司叫做撒加利亚。
And he longed for the Lord's coming.
他实在是渴慕主的来到。
Because he knew there was no presence in God's house.
因为他知道在神的家里面没有神的同在。
And there were prophets.
在那边也有先知们。
There is a prophet. There was a prophet called Simeon.
有一个先知叫做西面。
He was a prophet.
他是一个先知。
But he has only one message.
但是他只有一个信息。
The message is waiting for the Son of Righteousness.
他就是在那边等候。公义的日头显明。
Because they are in a very long night.
因为在漫长的黑夜里面。
A night lasted 400 years.
这个长夜有四百年之久。
He's longing for one day the morning will come.
他就在那边渴慕有一天早晨要来到。
Although he kept giving that message.
虽然他一直不断地传述这个信息。
But he's different from any other prophets.
但是他与其他的先知是不一样的。
Because he actually has that yearning in his heart.
因为他在他的心里面有那样子的渴慕。
Many, many prophets.
有许许多多的先知们。
But only one prophet has that yearning.
只有一个先知在他的心里有这样的渴慕。
And there is a prophet Anna.
在那边还有一个女先知亚拿。
She longed for Lord's coming.
她也是等候主的再来。
And she heard Malachi, prophet Malachi,prophesied that one day, all of a sudden, the Messiah will come into his temple.
他就听到马拉基先知所说的话，有一天神的使者要进入他的殿中。
She longed for this event.
他实在等候这件事情的发生。
So she never left the temple.
所以他不离开圣殿。
Worship night and day in the temple.
他昼夜在圣殿里面来敬拜神。
Fasting and praying.
禁食祈求。
Praying for the coming of Messiah.
他在那边祈求弥赛亚的来到。
There were many prophets.
在那边有许多的先知。
Only two prophets, they have that real yearning in their heart.
只有两个先知在那边在心里面有真实的渴慕。
Then there is Mary and Joseph.
在那边我们还有看到玛利亚和约瑟。
A beautiful couple with a pure heart.
他们是一个很可爱的夫妇带着一个纯洁的心。
No one else, no place else have room for our Lord Jesus.
在地上没有任何一个地方有房间为我们的主。
Except the heart of Mary and Joseph.
只有在玛利亚和约瑟的心中。
Then there were those shepherds.
还有那些牧羊人。
They keep watch.
他们夜间爱着跟刺。
They keep watch over the flock.
看守他们的羊群。
They're waiting for Lord's coming.
他们在等候主的再来。
Only these few people, they have that real yearning in their heart.
只有这些少数的人在他们心中有这个真实的渴慕。
I believe that that is a real picture.
我想那就是一个真实的图片。
A real picture of today's real conditions.
这就是一个真实的图片，说出我们今天真实的光景。
Very few people has a real yearning in their heart for second coming of our Lord Jesus.
很少的人有这样子真实的渴慕，要等候我们主的再来。
Are we waiting?
我们是否在等候呢?
Are we ready?
我们是否预备好了?
During the second and third centuries, the church was under persecutions.
在第二世代跟第三世代的时候,教会是受到很大的逼迫。
Believers during those times had a real yearning in their heart.
信徒们在那个时候,在他们心中有这个真实的渴慕。
They look for return of Messiah.
他们在里面等候弥赛亚的再来。
Their yearning is so great.
他们的渴慕是这样的强迫。
Therefore, each time they greet each other, they will say, "Come, O Lord."
所以他们每一次彼此问安的时候，就说主必再来。
Every time they see one another,
每一次当他们看见彼此的时候
，they encourage one another by saying, "Come, O Lord."
他们就彼此鼓励说。主必要再来。
What is our heart when we see one another?
我们彼此见面的时候，我们的心态是什么呢
？Generation after generations,
一代又一代。
There are those who love the Lord. They will continue to pray, "Come, O Lord."
那些爱主的人，他们就一直不断的在祷告说，主啊，快，请你快来。
Now we're.Into 21st century.
今天我们已经到了二十一世纪。
And the Lord has yet come.
我们的主还没有再来。
Some people may think that where is this second coming?
也许有人就说，哦，这个主的再来什么时候才会实现呢
？Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation.
自从我们天父过以后都自从天父创造世界以后，一切的事情都。一直这样子进行。
Life seems to go on as usual.
生活也就这样子继续下去。
And Peter said that he is patient with us.
彼得告诉我们说，我们的主实在是对我们有忍耐。
Not wanting anyone to perish.
他不愿意有一人沉沦。
But everyone to come to repentance.
乃愿人人都悔改。
Lord has been merciful to us.
我们的主实在很怜悯我们。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，A bridegroom always has that yearning to return to the bride.
新郎总是有这样的渴慕，要回到他的新妇。
It is the bride who is not ready.
乃是新妇没有预备齐全。
The bridegroom has been ready for a long time.
新郎早就已经预备好了。
And he's anxious to return.
他实在是迫切的要回来。
But the bride is not ready.
但是新妇却没有预备好。
And bride was not aware of her conditions.
新妇却没有认识她自己的光景。
Therefore, there's another year.
因此又过了一年。
Almost another year.
又快要过了一年。
And the Lord was not able to come yet.
那我们的主就还没有办法回来。
Many times we read the scripture about Lord's coming.
许多时候我们读到神再来，主再来的经节。
When we read Matthew 24 and 25,
我们读到马太福音第二十四章第二十五章。
And we are very interested in.
我们实在非常的有兴趣。
But our focus always is on the sequence of events.
我们都注重在于这些事情发生的次序。
We want to know which things happen first, which happen next.
我们想要知道哪一件事会先发生，哪一件事情后发生。
This is our focus.
这是我们所注重的事情。
But that's not the focus of our Lord.
但是这个不是我们主所注重的。
The Lord said the reason that He revealed those things to us.
主告诉我们说，他把这些事情让我们知道的原因
is to have us to have that a heart to watch.
他乃是要我们有一个谨慎的、有警醒的心。
To pay attention.
要让我们要注意这件事。
To wake up.
让我们能够醒过来。
Be ready.
让我们能够预备。
This is the reason that we want to prepare.
这就是这个原因，我们要来预备我们的自己。
Just like those days that most of Israel is asleep.
就好像当年所以大部分的以色列人都在沉睡之中。
Today is the same way most of God's people are asleep.
今天也是这样，大部分的神的子民们都在沉睡之中。
So therefore, this is equivalent of saying, "Wake up!"
所以这就好等于说是神对我们说，快醒来。
Why didn't Jesus just lay everything in detail one after another?
为什么主耶稣没有把每一件事情都说明得非常清楚，一件又一件
？I believe he is deliberate.
我想他是故意这样子。
Because he wants us to take watch.
因为他要我们。警醒。
He said that I come like a thief.
因为他说我要像贼一样的来到。
We have to take watch.
我们必须要警醒。
If we do not watch,
若是我们不警醒的话，
one day we will be shamefully exposed.
那有一天我们就会很羞耻的被暴露出来。
We do not know the day and the hour of.This coming.
因为我们不知道这件事情是在哪个时候哪个时辰会发生。
However, the Lord has given us some signs.
但是我们的主给了我们一些的预兆。
When you see those signs, you know His coming is near.
当你看见这些预兆的时候，你就知道他来的日子近了。
There are two signs given in Matthew 24.
在马太福音第二十四章里面，他给了我们两个预兆。
And we have toUnderstand these two signs.
我们必须要来明白这两个预兆。
The first sign called Days of Noah.
第一个预兆就是说到挪亚的日子。
The second sign is the branch of fig tree.
第二个就是说到无花果树是树枝。
Days of Noah.
在挪亚的日子里。
If we see Days of Noah, we know the coming of Lord is near.
因为我们看到当我们明白挪亚的日子的话，我们就知道我们主来的日子近了。
So what happened in days of Noah?
那在挪亚的日子到底发生了什么事情呢？
There are a few things happened in days of Noah.
在挪亚的日子有一些事情发生了。
First one is population explosion.
第一个就是人口众多。
The Bible said men began to increase in number.
圣经告诉我们说，人就在地上增长。
Today we experience the same.Population explosions.
今天我们也看到这样子人口众多的情况。
In the beginning of 19th centuries, there are 1 billion people on this earth.
在十九世纪开始的时候，大概有十亿的人。
In 2009, we had 6.7 billion people.
但是在2009年的时候，我们已经到有67亿的人。
we have that explosion of population.
我们有这个人口的暴涨。
This is days of Noah.
这个就是挪亚的时候。
In the days of Noah, there were those great mighty men.
在挪亚的日子有那些伟人。
So they helped to progress the civilization.
所以他们促使了那个文明的进展。
Everything went very, very fast.
每一件事情都很快速的在进步。
Daniel told us it will be the same way in the days of second coming.
但以理就告诉我们说，当主再来的时候也是会如此。
Daniel said, "But as for you, Daniel, conceal these words and seal up the book until the end of time."
就是说，但以理啊，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书，直到末时。
He said, "At the end of time, many will go back and forth, and knowledge will increase."
他说，在末时的时候，必有多人来往奔跑，知识就必增长。
Brothers and sisters, I cannot imagine how things change in the last 30 years.
弟兄姐妹们，当你回想过去30年，你就不知道事情是有多大的变化。
Do you know that 30 years ago, what the Bush Airport looks like?
那你有没有你知道在30年之前，我们休斯顿的大机场是什么样子吗？
30 years ago, the Bush Airport has only Terminal A and Terminal B.
那在三十年之前，在那个时候就只有两个 terminal， 只有 A 和 B。
Imagine there's no terminal C。
在那个时候没有 terminal C。
No D。
也没有 D。
And there's no E。
也没有 E。
And you know how small A and B？
你知道terminal A 和 B 是怎么是如何的小
？You add terminal A and B together is still smaller than terminal C, right？
你把那个 terminal A 和 terminal B 加起来的话。比 Terminal C 还要更小。
30 years ago, that's all there is for Houston.
在30年之前，在 Houston 的飞机场就是这样。
Now, it's a huge airport.
今天我们已经成为一个非常大的机场。
Every time I have opportunity to sit in those big airports,
每一次当我有这个机会坐在那些大飞机场里面，
then you see an airplane come and go.
你看到那个飞机起飞降价。
Today, you can get A to be anywhere in the world in 24 hours.
今天在24小时之内，你就可以从一点飞到另外一点。
It is like Daniel. Many will go back and forth.
就像但以理所说的，多人来往奔跑。
And knowledge will increase.
知识就必增长。
If you have a kindergartner today.
你若是今天有一个幼稚园的孩子
，I feel very sorry for them.
我就对觉得他们很可怜。
By the time they graduate from high school,
因为等到他们从高中毕业的时候
，the amount of knowledge in the world will have doubled.
在所有的知在世上这个知识就会有双倍之多。
So how can they keep up with it?
那他们怎么能够来跟上去呢
？Knowledge exploding.
这知识的暴涨。
When I look at high school biology book,
当我看见读高中的生物课本的时候
，more than 60% that I have no clue.
大概有60%的东西都是我所不知道的。
I was not taught when I learned biology. 60% of the content of today's high school biology was new to me.
在我当年我读生物的时候，这些都不存在，有60%的对于我都是新的。
And a great deal of chemistry I have not learned.
有许多的关于化学的东西也是我从来都没有读过。
Only mathematics stayed the same.
只有数学还是一样的。
We live in the days of Noah.
我们乃是生活在挪亚的时代里。
The fallen man.Had cloned a sheep.
堕落的人已经人造了一个羊，一只羊。
And a dog.
还有一只狗。
There may be people attempting to do something else.
也许有人也有想法做别的事情。
Take watch.
要警醒。
This is the days of Noah.
因为这个是挪亚的日子。
During the days of Noah, men lose the purpose of their life.
在挪亚的日子里面，人失去了他们人生的目的。
The purpose become eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage.
他们生活的目的就成为吃喝嫁娶。
What are the purpose of our life today?
我们今天生活的目的是什么呢？
Are we devote ourselves to those things as well?
我们是否也把我们的全心都放在这些事情上呢？
Are we so concerned about our life?
我们是否也是这样关心我们自己的生活？
And lose the purpose of our life.
然后我们就失去了生活的目的。
That's the days of Noah.
这个就是挪亚的日子。
Men corrupted their way in days of Noah.
在挪亚的日子里，挪亚的日子，人就堕落。
Just a few days ago, the Congress just passed a bill.
在几天以前，国会就通过了一个法律。
To accept gays in the U.S. military.
就是在美国的军队里面可以接受同性恋。
And you see this.Gradual decline of moral standards.
你看到我们在道德的标准上逐渐往下走。
Men corrupted.
人的败坏了他们的行为。
And the whole society is being corrupted.
我们整个社会都被败坏了。
This is days of Noah.
这是挪亚的日子。
And the earth was full of violence.
地上满了强暴。
I don't need to remind you.Every time you went to airport, you are reminded the air is full of violence.
我不需要再提醒你们，当你们每一次到飞机场去的时候，你们就知道这地上是满了强暴。
So the signs are very clear.
所以这个预兆是何等的清楚。
Another sign is a sign of fig trees.
那另外一个预兆就是无花果树的预兆。
The branch of fig tree.Will become tender and puts forth its leaves.
无花果树的树枝就要发嫩，发嫩长叶。
For our young people, I explain this.
为着我们年轻的人，我来解释这件事。
Fig tree is Israel.
无花果树就说到以色列。
The fig tree was cursed.
无花果树是被咒诅的。
So the tree was dry to its roots.
所以这无花果树就到根都干掉了。
But one day, Jesus said.
但是有一天，主耶稣说
，This tree will become tender again and put forth its leaves.
主耶稣就说到，有一天这个树枝就要发嫩长叶。
And when this happened, then you know his coming is near.
当这件事情发生的时候，你就知道他的再来近了。
And this fig tree is Israel.
那这个这无花果树就是以色列。
And when the Israel, the branch, produced the leaf, is the rebirth of Israel.
当这个树枝发嫩长叶的时候，就是以色列的复兴。
The fig tree represents the nation of Israel.
这个无花果树说到了以色列国。
The city of Israel, Jerusalem.
说到这个以色列的城耶路撒冷。
The people of Israel.
说到以色列的民。
And the temple.Of Israel.
也说到以色列的圣殿。
In May 14, 1947,
在五月十四号，一九四八年
，The nation of Israel was reborn.
以色列国就再次复生。
After more than 1,800 years,
经过了一千八百年之久
，There is no such case in human history.
在人类的历史中，这件事情是。从来没有发生过。
A country cannot be reborn.
一个国家不可能再生。
If he lost his land and his territory for more than 500 years.
若是他失去他的土地，失去他的国家有五百年之久。
But the people, the nation of Israel, was disappeared for more than 1,800 years.
但是这以色列。的国家，他们失去了有一千八百年之久。
After 1,800 years,
经过了在一千八百年之后
，they even lost their languages.
他们甚至都失去了他们的语言。
No one speaks Hebrew.
没有人在说希伯来文。
They lost their languages.
他们失去了他们的语言。
Imagine if all of Chinese lost our languages.
你可以想象说，我们所有中国人都不会再说中国话。
We no one speak Mandarin anymore.
没有一个人在说中国话。
How can this country be reborn?
那这个国家怎么可能复生
？And after World War II,
在第二次世界大战之后
，Israel was at his weakest time.
以色列是在他最软弱的时候。
2/3 of his people were murdered.
在大概有三分之二的人都被杀死了。
Imagine that a country, a nation was scattered over the world, and 2/3 of her population were murdered.
你可以想象一个国家，他们所有的百姓都是分散在世界各地，然后有三分之二的这些人都已经被杀死了。
That was the weakest time.
那是他们最弱的时候。
In history of Israel.
在他们的历史上。
And during that time, it's exactly at their weakest time, the nation of Israel was reborn.
但是就是在他们最弱的时候，这个以色列国就复生了。
Because God said so.
因为神这么说。
Because the prophecy must be fulfilled.
因为预言必定要成就。
So that's the nation of Israel.
这个是以色列国。
Then the city of Israel, Jerusalem.
那说到他的城市耶路撒冷。
Even the nation was reborn.
虽然这个国家复生了。
But the city was still occupied by other people.
在这个城市仍然被其他的人所占有。
Was trampled by Gentiles.
他们乃是被外邦人所践踏。
And how can Israel regain the Jerusalem?
那以色列人怎么能够再复得这个耶路撒冷城？
It looks impossible.
你看起来是不可能的。
In 1967.
但是在1967年。
After Six-Day War.
在经过那六日战争之后
，Only 6 days，
只有六天。
Can you imagine that a war only occurred in 6 days？
你可以想象一个战争只有六天之久吗
？After that, Israel recaptured the whole Jerusalem.
在那六天六日战争之后，以色列人就再次得到耶路撒冷城。
Then in 1980, they declare that Jerusalem is their eternal, indivisible.Capital.
在1980年，他们就宣称这耶路撒冷是他们不能分裂的一个首都。
No one else recognized that.
没有一个人看见这件事。
没有别的国家。
没有别的国家有承认这件事。
But Jerusalem returned to Jewish people.
耶路撒冷就归回到犹太人。
Then there's the people of Israel.
那说到以色列的百姓
，Prophet has prophesied that the Jews all around the world will return to Jerusalem, will return to Israel.
先知们曾预言说，在各地的以色列人都会要回到以色列。
There were people from east, there were people from west.
有人从东方，从西方。
But there are many Russian Jews. They could not return.
但是有许多苏联的犹太人，他们没有办法回去。
They want to return to Israel.
他们想要回到耶路撒回到以色列。
But live in the Russian USSR empire.
但是他们那时候是生活在苏联的帝国之内。
They were not allowed to return.
他们并没有不能允许没有被允许回到以色列。
And the prophet has specifically said.
先知曾经这样子说。
Isaiah has said that I will say to the north.
以赛亚说，我要对北方说。
Give them up.
交出来。
This is the prophecy by Isaiah.
这是以赛亚的预言。
Say to the north.
对北方说。
Give them up.
交出来。
Give those Jews up.
把那些犹太人都交出来。
Let them return to Israel.
让他们回到以色列。
It's not possible.
这是不可能的。
They live in a steel curtain.
他们住在铁幕的之中。
But in 1989.
但是在1989年。
The Berlin Wall fell.
柏林的墙就倒了。
And then the millions of Russian Jews began to return to Israel.
几百万的犹太人就从苏联回到以色列。
Also, there are Jews from Ethiopia, from the south, going up back to Israel.
也有从以索比亚的犹太人，他们回到以色列。
The prophecy must be fulfilled.
预言必定要成就。
So this prophecy has been fulfilled.
所以这个预言已经成就了。
So we have the nation of Israel, we have the city of Israel, we have the people of Israel.
所以我们有以色列的国，我们有以色列它的城市，我们也有以色列的民。
The only thing left now is the temple of Israel.
唯一剩下的就是以色列的圣殿。
And the Jewish people has already prepared everything that is required to build a temple.
以色列人他们已经预备了一切所有需要建造圣殿的。
All the material were there.
所有一切的材料都已经预备。
All the measurement be double checked.
所有的尺寸都已经量好了。
And they already designed this completely.
他们都已经完全的设计好。
They study it.
他们研读又研读。
In the blink of an eye,
在一刹那、一刹眼之间
，they will be able to rebuild this temple.
他们就能够再一次的建造他们的圣殿。
This is the sign.
这个是预兆。
Jesus said that when you see the sign, He is at the door.
主耶稣说，当你们看见这些预兆的时候，他就在门口。
We don't know the day and the hour.
我们不知道。那日子或那时辰。
But there's no excuse for us not to be prepared.
但是我们却没有借口不来预备我们自己。
There's no reason for us not to be ready.
这也我们也没有原因说我们不预备好。
Because we're given signs.
因为这个预兆都已经给了我们。
We're given very clear signs.
这给我们非常清楚的预兆。
Undisputable signs.
是我们所不能够是确定的预兆。
So how can we be ready?
那我们怎么样来预备我们的自己？
We know we don't know the day and the hour.
因为我们不知道那日子，也不知道那时辰。
But we know now it's close.
但是我们现在我们知道近了，日子近了。
By the clear word of God.
是因着神。清楚的话语
by the clear signs given to us
是照着神给我们清楚的预兆
so how can we be ready
那我们怎么样来预备自己
first of all don't quit your job
第一个不要辞职
do not quit your daily work
不要辞掉你每天的工作
because Bible said two men in the field
因为在圣经上告诉我们说有两个人在田里。
If we are working in the field, we will be working in the field until the day the Lord comes.
若是我们在田里工作的话，我们就一直要工作到主的再来。
If you have a mill to grind,
若是你在推磨的话
，continue to grind that mill on a daily basis.
在天天都继续的在推磨。
Because when those women are grinding the mill, the Lord will come.
Because when those women are grinding the mill, our Lord will come.
So how do we prepare if we don't quit the job?
那我们若是不辞职的话，我们怎么能够来预备我们自己呢？
We must hear the Lord.
我们必须要听见我们的主。
During the retreat, I told our young people when the Lord said something. Twice, then it is important.
在我们退休会的时候，我告诉年轻人说，若是主说什么事情说了两次的话，就是非常重要的。
Every time you read the Bible, Lord repeat Himself.
若是每一次你读圣经，看见主他自己重复他自己的时候
，we have to pay attention.
那我们就要注意这些事。
Brother and sister, do you know how many times our Lord repeat Himself in Revelation about hearing?
弟兄姐妹们，你们知道主在在启示录里面多有多少次说到关于听的这件事吗
？Seven times.
有七次。
Seven times to seven churches.
有七次对着七个教会。
If repeating twice is important.
若是他重复两次就是很重要的话。
How important is something the Lord repeats seven times?
那神主现在重复了七次有七次有那有多么重要呢
？Can you imagine how important this is?
你能够想象这件事有多么重要吗
？He repeats seven times to the seven churches.
他重复了七次向着七个教会。
And then before that, he said once.
在那个之前他又说了一次。
Then after all that, God said another time.
那就在这全部之后，他又再说了一次。
Altogether nine times in Revelation.
所以总共有九次之久在启示录里面。
Hearing the Lord.
要听见我们的主。
It's critical for us to be ready.
这是在我们预备的里面是非常重要的。
All those people in Asia Minor.
在那个亚细亚的教会里面。
There's no one can hear the Lord.
没有人能够听见主。
Are you hearing the Lord?
你是否听见主呢
？After Mount Transfiguration Mountain,
在变化山上之后
，and Lord has determined to go to the cross.
我们的主就定义要向着十字架去。
And from that point on, our Lord Jesus repeatedly talked about the death and resurrection.
那个之后，我们的主就重复的说到他的死和他的复活。
Multiple times.
他说了许多的次。
Multiple places.
他在不同的地方说。
To many people.
对许多的人来说。
But no one seemed to hear.
但是。却没有人听见。
If the disciple really heard this,
若是门徒们真正的听见的话
，they won't be arguing who should sit in the right hand side, who should sit on the left hand side.
他们就不会为了谁要坐在主的右边或者左边来争执了。
Because if the Lord is on the cross, on the right hand side, it's not a good place to be.
因为若是我们的主在十字架上的话，在他的右边并不是一个很好的地方。
And his left hand side is not a good place either.
那在他左边也不是一个很好的地方。
So they're thinking about something else.
但他们所思想的乃是其他的事物。
They're not thinking about cross.
他们并没有想到十字架。
They're thinking about throne.
他们乃是想到那宝座。
That means they didn't hear.
那就表示说他们根本就没有听见。
How can this be?
那怎么可能呢？
Jesus said it multiple times.
我们的主多次的重复。
Face to face.
对他面对面的说。
And those disciples didn't know.
但是那些门徒们却不知道。
Still thinking about the throne.
他们是还仍然在想到那个宝座。
This is how difficult hearing is.
这就是我们的听觉是这么的困难。
That is how important to be able to hear.
这也是说到我们要能够听是多么的重要。
There's one person.
有一个人。
There's one person who heard.
有一个人听见了。
Do you know who that person is?
你知道是谁吗
？Young people, another Bible quiz now.
年轻人，这个是圣经考试的时候。
There's one person.
有一个人听见。
Who heard the Lord?
谁听见了呢
？Who know who knew the Lord will be going to the cross?
哪一个人听见了说主要上到十字架呢？
This person is Mary.
这个人就是玛利亚。
There's only one person.
只有一个人。
She got it.
她听见了。
Why?
为什么
？That's the point. I want you to think about.
这就是我要你思想的地方。
How come Mary got it?
为什么玛利亚听见了呢
？Not Peter.
不是彼得却没有。
Not James.
雅各也没有听见。
Not even John, who is so close to Jesus.
就是那个与主这样靠近的约翰都没有听见。
Not Thomas.
也不是也多马斯也没有听见。
No one heard but Mary.
没有一个人听见，除了玛利亚以外。
Why was the reason?
那原因在哪里呢？
How can Mary hear the Lord?
玛利亚怎么会听见呢？
Because she sat at his feet.
这乃是因为她坐在主的脚前。
She sat at Jesus' feet.
她坐在主的脚前。
She heard it.
她听见。
She got it.
她得到了。
The Lord is going to the cross.
她知道主要到十字架上。
Sitting at God's feet. It's the only way to hear him.
坐在主的脚前是唯一让我们能够听见他的话。
It's not about doing work for him.
并不是说为主做什么事。
It's not about study to get knowledge.
也不是为着要研读得到一些的知识。
It's to know his heart.
乃是要来认识他的心。
And there was one person.
那在那里有一个人。
Heard that.
就听见
了。Not only she heard that.
不仅她听见了。
She sees the opportunity.
她也得到了一个机会。
Then she broke that jar.
她把那一罐香膏。
And to apply the ointment unto Jesus.
她把那香膏打破，倒在主的身上。
She seized the opportunity.
她得到了那个机会。
If the jar, if the anointment,
若是那香膏，那个瓶子
was not applied unto Jesus,
没有倒在主的身上。
What a waste!
那就是何等的浪费。
What a waste!
是何等的浪费。
If that jar was not applied unto Jesus,
若是那一罐香膏没有倒在主的身上。
You and I all have a jar.
你我都有一罐香膏。
We must hear the Lord.
我们必须要听见主。
Otherwise, that jar will be wasted.
否则那一罐香膏就会成为浪费。
How much opportunity we will miss?
我们会失去了多少的机会？
On the third day,
第三日，
there were some sisters.
有一些姐妹们。
They brought their anointments.
他们就带了那个香膏。
They want to anoint Jesus.
他们要来膏主耶稣。
It was too late.
但是已经太晚了。
Jesus was resurrected.
主耶稣已经复活了。
It's too late.
已经太晚了。
The jar is wasted.
那一罐香膏，那个香膏已经成为浪费。
Are we going to waste our life?
我们是否要浪费我们的生命呢？
Are we going to waste our life in drinking and eating and marrying and giving in marriage?
我们是否要把我们一生浪费在吃喝嫁娶上面？
Are we going to waste our life in going back and forth and overwhelmed by the knowledge of this world?
我们是否要浪费我们的生命在这些来往的奔跑上，在这些知识的增长上呢？
Can we hear the Lord?
我们是否能听见主呢？
May the Lord speak to us.
愿意主对我们说话。
So we will return to his feet.
所以我们能够回到他的脚前。
We'll spend some time with the Lord every day.
我们愿意每一天都花时间在他的面前。
Devote ourselves to the Lord.
把我们的全心放在他的身上。
Just sit at his feet.
就是坐在他的脚前。
So that we might be able to hear him.
所以也许我们能够听见他。
It's made the world of differences.
那这就要成为非常大的差别。
There's very sobering verses in Revelations.
在启示录有一件有一个非常发人深省的经节。
I'd like to just read that, and we close.
我愿意来读这一段。
Revelation chapter 22.
在启示录第二十二章。
Revelation 22 verse 11.
启示录第二十二章第十一节。
Very unusual verse.
这是一个非常不一样的圣经节。
Revelation 22 verse 11.
启示录第二十二章第十一节。
Let him who does wrong continue to do wrong.
不义的叫他仍旧不义。
Let him who is vile continue to be vile.
污秽的叫他仍旧污秽。
Let him who does right continue to do right.
为义的叫他仍旧为义。
And let him who is holy continue to be holy.
圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。
Behold, I am coming soon.
看啊，我必快来。
My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done.
赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
It's very unusual verse, isn't it?
这是否是一件非常不一样的经节？
How can this be?
这怎么可能呢？
Let one who does wrong still do wrong.
叫那些不义的仍旧不义。
The one who is filthy, stay be filthy.
那些污秽的叫他仍旧污秽。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
it is our choice.
这个是我们的选择。
To return our heart to God.
我们可以把我们的心回到主前。
Or give ourselves to this world.
或者把我们的自己给这世界。
It is our choice to keep ourselves pure and blameless.
这是我们自己的选择，叫我们能够保持清洁，没有瑕疵。
The Lord was saying here.
我们的主在这里这样说。
If we ignore the message, God will let us.
若是我们就忽略这个信息，我们的主就会让我们。
The blood of the Lamb is always available.
羔羊的血永远是为我们预备。
But we must confess our sin.
但是我们必须要承认我们的罪。
If we do not wake up,
若是我们不醒过来，
or we choose to not waking up,
或者是我们选择不要醒过来，
you don't have to.
你不需要的。
God will let you.
因为神会让你。
If you do want to be ready,
若是你要预备好，
be ready.
那你就预备。
If you do want to be equipped,
你若是你要被装备，
be equipped.
你就会被装备。
God will arrange all things to work together.
神会预备一切的事情来为我们效力。
For us to be ready.
叫我们能够被预备好。
But if we don't,
但是若是我们不愿意，
we can go on.
我们可以继续往前。
This is a very serious matter.
这是一个非常严重的事情。
This is the choice of life and death.
这是我们在这边拣选生或死。
But God will not force us.
但是神不会来逼迫我。
The choice is ours.
这个是我们的决定。
If we want to take watch,
我们若是要警醒，
take heed,
那我们就要谨慎。
Be ready.
预备好。
It is the choice that we have to make today.
这是我们今天要做的一个决定。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for giving us this time.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这段时间。
Father's word is not easy.
天父，这个话是不容易的。
It is hard.
是困难的。
But I pray that no one will turn away.
但是我求，愿意没有一个人能够会转离。
Call us.
呼召我们。
Call us by our name.
按名来呼召我们。
Constrain us with your love.
用你的爱来激励我们。
So we would take heed.
叫我们能够谨慎。
We desire to be ready.
我们有一个心愿能够被预备好。
We pray for that yearning in our heart.
我们求你把这个渴慕放在我们的心中。
Devote ourselves to you.
叫我们全心向着你。
In the days to come.
在要来的日子里。
Create that the same heart as Mary.
把那个在玛利亚的心中的意愿放在我们心里。
So that we can come sit at your feet.
叫我们能够来坐在你的脚前。
To hear what your heart.
叫我们能够听见你心中的话语。
Father, we pray that you would call many out of captivity.
主，我们愿意你把我们从被掳的光景中呼召出来。
Even this morning.
即使在今天的早上。
Many of us were in captivity.
我们许多的人都落在被掳的光景中。
Were in captivity of various kind.
我们在不同的被掳的光景中。
So that we cannot return to Jerusalem.
我们没有办法回到耶路撒冷。
We cannot participate in building of your house.
我们没有办法在你建造你家里的事上有份。
Call us by our name this morning.
今天早上按我们的名来呼我来召我们。
Do not let us go.
不要让我们过去。
Do not let us to stay.The same place.
不要叫我们停留在原地。
Have mercy on your people.
向你的子民施发怜悯。
Father, we look forward to the days to come.
主，我们为着要来的日子，我们来仰望你。
We pray that there will be many yearning hearts amongst us.
我们愿意在我们中间有许多渴慕的心。
Not only waiting for your coming.
不仅是等候你的再来
But we rise up to hasten your coming.
我们愿意起来来催促你的再来
We commit this word into your hands.
我们把这些话交在你的手中
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告 Amen.
Brothers and sisters, that was just a wonderful reminder.Let's take a few moments to personally speak to the Lord of what He has said this morning.
让我们花一些几分钟的时间，我们每一个人都来到主面前，把他今天早上对我们所说的话交在他手中。
We don't want to